Welcome to Red Barn Radio's production of An Appalachian Christmas, our 7th edition. Tonight, Red Barn Radio celebrates the holiday spirit with the Kentucky Sunshine Trio, Sam Gleaves, Stephanie Jeter, Tyler Hughes, Carly Dawn and Little Sari, Ann Shelby and Kate Larkin, and the Local Honeys.
Last year I hung my stocking by the chimney, and old Santa didn't bring me anything. Well, I wrote a note and I told him what to bring me, but I didn't even hear his sleigh bells ring. So to heck with old Santa Claus, when he goes dashing through the snow, I hope he falls. I'd like to hit him in his ho-ho-ho with a bunch of big snowballs. Good heck with old Santa Claus.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass.
When that big bad wolf red comes down my chimney, he's gonna scorch his whiskers, there's no doubt. So to heck with old Santa Claus, when he goes dashing through the snow, I hope. I'd like to hit him in his ho-ho-ho with a bunch of big snowballs. Yeah, heck with old Santa Claus. I'd like to hit him in his ho-ho-ho with a bunch of big snowballs. Yeah, heck with old Santa Claus. Yeah, heck with old Santa Claus.
Thank you.
I'm the host of Red Barn Radio, Donald Mason. Here's the president and CEO of LexArts, Nan Plummer.
Try not to step on the fiddle here. Good evening. Welcome, everybody, to Arts Place, which is the home of LexArts and the home of many wonderful arts organizations and artists and performances, and for 12 of its 14 years, the home of Red Barn Radio, and we're very proud of that. This is the 7th annual Appalachian Christmas, and here in this beautiful, originally a YWCA, which is given to LexArts to manage for all these wonderful groups, including Red Barn Radio. You're here in the former gymnasium. Doesn't it sound great for an old gym? Pretty great. We're privileged to manage this because of the generosity of the good folks of Lexington Fayette County and their enlightened urban county government. You're going to hear some wonderful, wonderful music tonight. Appalachian music is alive and well and growing and changing right here in Arts Place. For 40 or 50 weeks a year, Red Barn Radio is right here, keeping those traditions alive and thriving. And you're going to hear it in this acoustically amazing place through the hard work of a lot of great volunteers. So I want to give a shout out to them and to the seasoned pro who keeps it all going, Mr. Ed Commons. Thanks for being here. Merry Christmas.
A trio of musicians begin tonight's Appalachian Christmas program. Originally from Southeast Virginia, Sam Gleaves. Originally from East Tennessee, Stephanie Jeter. And from Big Stone Gap, Virginia, Tyler Hughes. Please welcome Sam, Stephanie, and Tyler, the Kentucky Sunshine Trio.
We'll sing you a song here written recently by a friend of ours, Ruth McLean Smith. And it's called I Wonder What It's Like in Heaven Today.
Celebrating Christmas here. I'll bet the stars twinkle brighter, the snow's a little wider. I think of you most this time of year. I remember your favorite sweaters that you wore so fine each year. Are you bundled up? Are you warm enough? Does the snow fall and shimmer like snow's a little wider. I think of you most this time of year. As we're singing about the baby Jesus, can you reach out and hold his hand? It's so sweet to have a front row seat while you're singing with the angel band. I wonder what it's like in heaven today as we're celebrating Christmas here. I'll bet the stars twinkle brighter.
Jeter is going to sing lead on this next one here. It's a classic radio favorite here at Christmas time. African-American fiddle tune that comes from Joe Thompson, who's a great fiddler from North Carolina who's passed on. It's called Pumpkin Pie, and Stephanie's going to dance some on that. She's a prize-winning dancer and a physical therapist. Who would know? We'll do Pumpkin Pie, and then we'll play another instrumental, Ebenezer, which is played a lot in Southwest Virginia, where I'm from.
Ebenezer,
One more here. This is a song I wrote not too long back because I thought what a special year it is for so many families where partners are able to get married for the first time in our country, so, and in several other countries in the world this year. So this is a song about family.
Sitting at the kitchen table, day, got a warm cup of coffee, dishes put away. I hear you at the front door, and the dogs come running in, and I smile when I think of what a year it's been. There's no change in the weather, the ridge is white and gray, and it won't be any different out at Mama's house today. But I love you just like always, and I'm proud as I can be. We're coming home this Christmas as a family. Christmas times when you would go to your folks and I would go to mine. Loving generations, the light in little eyes, and all that I was missing was you there by my side. There's no change in the stories each year when they're told, and you might not even see this little band of gold. Just a crowded kitchen table and a place for you and me. We're coming home this Christmas as a family. On the drive back home on a dark and starry night, I'll know I'm not alone like so many. Across this needy world, even on our little street, there is hope this Christmas for our family. Yes, we're coming home this Christmas as a family.
Red Barn Radio is pleased to present a very special portion of our program. Born in Berea, Kentucky, Ann Shelby grew up in eastern Kentucky, where her family lived for generations. She is the author of poems, plays, essays, and children's books, including The Man Who Lived in a Hollow Tree and the award-winning Adventures of Molly Whoopi and Other Appalachian Folk Tales. With Anne tonight is her friend Kate Larkin and the children from the School of the Lexington Ballet.
Well, Jack was living up at the head of the holler with his mommy and his daddy and his brothers, Will and Tom. They were not rich. In fact, they didn't have anything except just one another and some very nice scenery. 3 days before Christmas, the daddy said to the boys, he said, "Boys, Christmas is not going to come this year, not to this house." Well, naturally, Will and Tom and Jack couldn't stand that, so they came up with a plan. "If Christmas won't come to our house," said Will, "we'll just go out and get it," said Tom. "We'll head up to the North Pole first thing in the morning," said Jack. "It is brilliant," said Will. "It's foolproof," said Tom. "It's clever and cunning," said Jack. "It's the stupidest plan I ever heard in my life," said the daddy. He was listening at the door. So he tried to talk him out of it. But the mommy said, "You are wasting your breath." And she started in baking journey cakes. Journey cakes are what people in folk tales eat when they ever go on a trip. Will and Tom and Jack got in the bed real early that night so they could get up early in the morning and carry out their plan. But Will and Tom, they had a plan of their own. So they got up real, real early and slipped around real quiet and sneaked off and left Jack asleep in the bed. "He's too little to go," said Will. "He's too silly to go," said Tom. But really, they just wanted to keep all the presents for themselves. So Will and Tom walked on, walked on, and they met this old man. And the old man said to him, "Boys, has either one of you got a little bite of something that you could give me to eat? I've not had anything to eat." "Sorry, old uncle," said Will. "We'll be needing everything we've got our own selves." "And we've no time to fool with you," said Tom. "We're headed up to the North Pole." So they went on, left the old man standing there, just as hungry as he had been before. They walked on, walked on, and they met an old woman. And it was the coldest time ever was. And that old woman was out there in that real cold weather with just a thin little cotton dress on and carrying an empty basket on her arm. And so she said to him, she said, "Could one of you boys let me wear your coat a minute? I'm about froze to death out here." "Sorry, old sister," said Will. "We'll be needing our coats ourselves." "And we've no time to vote with you," said Tom. "We are out here on important Christmas business." And they went on down the road and left the old woman standing there just as cold as she had been before. Well, they walked and they walked along, and it began to get dark. And that's when they saw it a-coming. Way down the road, they had no more notion than a goose what it was. But whatever it was about as big as a haystack. And it was white as snow, and it was headed right at them. So Will and Tom turned around, took off as hard as they could go back to the house, and did not stop until they jumped in the bed and pulled the covers up over their pointy little heads. Early the next morning, Jack got up, and he said to his mommy, "Well, I guess I'll just go on up to the North Pole by myself then." And so his mommy gave him the journey cakes, and he put on his old raggedy coat and lit out. Well, he walked and walked, and he met that old man. And the old man said, "Jack, have you got a bite of anything that you could give me to eat?" "Why, sure," said Jack, and he pulled out the journey cakes. Jack and the old man, they sit on a stump there by the side of the road and eat the journey cakes. And they talked and laughed and told big tales and sang songs, had the best time ever was. Jack said, "Well, I better go. I'm trying to get up to the North Pole before dark." The old man said, "Well, Jack, you've been so good to me. I want to give you something." And he reached down in his pocket and he came up with three little bean seeds. They were about the size of a pinto bean, but they were green, green as grass, and they sparkled like sunlight on water. "They are Christmas beans," the old man said. So Jack, he couldn't wait to see what a Christmas bean did. So he took one of the beans, dug a little hole in the ground, stuck that bean down in there, covered it up, and in about two shakes of a sheep's tail, there sprung up the biggest, prettiest Christmas tree you ever saw in your life. Presents grew on that tree like apples and dropped off on the ground. And then Jack said, well, he better go. Jack walked on, and he met that old woman. And she was still out there in that real cold weather now, with just a thin little dress on and carrying an empty basket on her arm. So she came up to Jack and she said, Jack, would you let me wear your coat a minute? I'm about froze. Why, sure, said Jack. And he pulled his coat off and gave it to her, and she wore it a little while, and after she got a little bit warm, then she said, Jack, you've been so good to me, I want to give you something. And she handed him her basket. Now, whenever you want something to eat, you just take this basket and say, fill, basket, fill. He took the basket and he said, fill, basket, fill. And a big ham jumped out of it. And then some chicken and dumplings and turkey and dressing and fish and hush puppies and a big apple stack cake and two chocolate pies. They sat there on a big rock and had them a feast, buddy. And then they talked and laughed and told tales and sang songs and danced a Christmas jig right in the middle of the road. And then they parted ways. So Jack went on down the road, and it began to get dark. And that's when he saw it coming. Had no more notion than a goose what it was, but whatever it was as big as a haystack, and it was white as snow, and it was headed right at him. I cannot wait to see what that is, said Jack. Then he walked towards it faster. And so then in a minute, there Jack was standing there looking at a big white bear, which stuck out a furry paw and said, Merry Christmas, Jack. Merry Christmas, bear, Jack said back. What are you doing out such a cold, dark night as this? Well, what do you reckon I'm a-doing, said the bear. I'm out here looking for somebody to spend Christmas Eve with. Look no more, said Jack, you have found your man. Jack and the bear went up in the hill, and they built him a real good fire. Jack pulled out that basket, fill, basket, fill, said Jack. And Jack and that bear had them a spree, buddy, right there in that cake. They ate all their food and opened all their presents, told tales, sang songs, played music all night long, and danced a Christmas jig right there in the cake. They stepped outside. It was a real clear night, and the sky was full of stars. They looked so close, and they shone so bright that Jack felt like he could just reach up and get one. Jack thought that, but the bear did it. He reached up and pulled down a star, and he tucked it, still warm, into the palm of Jack's hand. You're real good company, Jack, said the bear, but you need to be getting on home to your mommy and your daddy and your brothers, Will and Tom. They'll be a-missing you. And so he gathered up his bean and his basket and his star, and he started walking back down the road towards home. Hold up a minute, Jack, said the bear. I'll give you a lift. And before you could say Merry Christmas, Jack was sitting on the soft, strong back of a bear. And before you could say Happy New Year, they were flying through the air just as the sun came up on Christmas morning. Well, Jack told the bear to come in for a landing about half a mile down the road. He didn't want his mommy and daddy to look up in the sky and see him flying on a bear. When he got home, his mommy and daddy, they were so tickled to see him, they didn't care how he got back. Where's Christmas at, Jack? Said Will. All I see is an empty basket, said Tom. Fill, basket, fill, said Jack. And he pulled out that last Christmas bean. And didn't they have a big time then? Talking and laughing, telling tales, singing songs, playing music, and dancing a Christmas jig in the middle of the floor. Jack let the other ones play with most of the presents, and he played with that star he got from the bear. If he ever did make it up to the North Pole, I never did hear anything about it. But pole or no pole, Jack found Christmas.
Bethlehem, shining afar through shadows dim, giving the light to those who long have gone, guiding the wise men on their way unto the place where Jesus lay. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star, shine upon us until the glory dawn. Give us the light to light the way unto the land of perfect day. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine. Beautiful star, the hope of light, guiding the pilgrims through the night, over the mountains till the break of dawn, unto the land of perfect day, it will give off a lovely ray. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine upon us until the glory dawns.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio's production of An Appalachian Christmas, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. For information on our guests and our program, we're on the web at redbarnradio.com. We're back after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.